Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Health Ministry gets corporate Jamaica moving. Next on Healthline.
Boy, Sharon, I drawing blanks for our quarterly development activity now. You have any ideas, Cam Bones?
Potluck?
We did that last quarter. Plus, I want something a bit more lively. Something to take us out the office, but, you know, not too far.
Like a competition of sorts.
You're getting warmer.
I got it. The Health Ministry just launched the Jamaica Moves Get Moving Corporate Challenge.
Keep talking. You're getting warmer.
All right. So you heard about the Jamaica Moves campaign, right? Where the Health Ministry is trying to get people to exercise and eat right?
Yeah. They even had some challenges and the Health Minister has been on it exercising too. I see him trying to set an example, but how that can help us with the quarterly department activity?
Well, the Jamaica Moves Get Moving Corporate Challenge requires companies to register with staff members to participate in 6 runs for a chance to become the challenge champion.
Sharon, you've jumped straight into the fire with that one. I love it.
Thanks.
But how can I entice the company to sign us up?
Well, Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says it's a great way for organizations who join to become health ambassadors in furtherance of the ministry's mandate of promoting healthy lifestyle habits among the staff. So maybe when you tell the boss, you could market it like that.
True, but tell me more, because if I'm going to our boss, I have to know what I'm about.
True still, but hold on, Lee. Here's Minister Tufton on the radio now. He's actually talking about it. Let me turn it up.
Lifestyle does matter in terms of the quality of life, in terms of the length of life, in terms of corporate, in terms of your productivity, your capacity to perform, and your general well-being as an individual, as a community, as a family, and by extension as a country.
This definitely sounds like something our boss would like. But what exactly would we be doing again?
Alright, so companies will compete in 6 events across the island from September 10 to December 2. You have the Fortis 5K run on September 10, Colony Happy Charity run September 16, the QME Come Run Walk run September 23, Heroes in Action 5K Run Walk October 15, UE 5K Walk Run November 12, and the Reggae Marathon Half Marathon and 10K on December 2.
That would bring us right up to the end of the quarter. Perfect.
Yep, and the entry fee for up to 50 staff members is $75,000, while the fee for up to 100 staff members is $125,000.
So, Sharon, for all of that money, what's the incentive again?
All right, so aside from getting in enough team building and physical activity to last you into the new year, companies will earn points from their participation in the events, and entities with the most points at the end of the circuit will be declared the Jamaica Moves Get Moving Corporate Challenge winner and presented with awards.
Great. Something to show for the effort and a health boost. Sounds like a win-win situation to me.
Now you're getting it. But on a more serious note, the whole cause of fighting non-communicable diseases, or NCDs, is serious. Didn't you know, sir, NCDs account for 70% of total deaths in Jamaica?
Well, I figured it was serious enough. Hey, by the way, how on earth do you know so much about all of this?
Well, since the launch of Jamaica Moves, I've been keeping up through jamaicamoves.com, which is also where we need to go if we're registering for the competition.
Thanks, Sharon. Looks like you saved the quarterly activity.
Not quite yet. Here's your chance. Morning, guys. Come on now. Work time. Work time. Don't forget to fill in the schedule, Sharon.
I'm on it, Mrs. Mendez.
Mrs. Mendez, before you go, I think I've figured out our next company quarterly activity.
Great. Step into my office.
For more information on the Get Moving Corporate Challenge, visit jamaicamoves.com. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. For producer Twyla Whelan, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Join us again next week for more. Until then, stay healthy.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.